It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So if you're heading out, I give myself a little extra time. We're having, it's not a big snow, but there's probably maybe an inch or two on the ground. The roads are, however, very greasy, very slippery. You're seeing a lot of cars slip and slide. I think the tow trucks may, in fact, be very busy today as they go out and do their job. So just try to give yourself a little extra time. It is 19 degrees, so the snow will probably hang around for a little bit. So just, you know how it is. It's winter. It's the, what is today, the 28th of January? I don't know. My days all run together. It's 28th of January? 29th of January. Yeah, my days all run together. So there's just so much going on at every moment of every day. If you're awake, it's really sort of hard to keep up with it all. Just a wild time to be an American, a wild time to be a citizen of the world. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line. It's 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Well, I don't know if you watched Governor Mills' address last night. I did not watch it. I've kind of given up on these dog and pony shows where they tell us how great they are, how much they've done for us. And they craft a world in which Stephen King or J.K. Rowling or Edgar Allan Poe couldn't have crafted, because what they're telling us and what is actually going on in the lives of the people of the state are vastly different. And what Janet Mills tried to do is what people do when, well, you know, they really just can't get the job done, is they try to create association. So several times last night, I read the transcript this morning. It's printed in the Press Herald, and it's real easy to read if you want to. It's, I think it's a flight of fancy or something. Janet Mills does not live in the Maine that regular folks live in. She just doesn't. Because she kept talking about property tax relief, and yet we all know that our property taxes have skyrocketed due to reckless spending. She talks about $156 million in additional funding to public education in the state of Maine. And she talks about how finally her administration in 2021 kept the promise of the referendum the citizens passed in 2004. But she left out the important part. Maybe the state has, or maybe it has not, met the 55% threshold. But what did not happen is the taxpayers of the state did not. Let me repeat one more time for those in the cheap seats. Did not receive a 15% cut in their property taxes. Didn't happen. So, once again, spend more, lie more. I don't know, man. This is this is getting to the point of insanity. It's why I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to watch her lie to me. The legislators, they can say whatever they want to say. I don't actually care. This has become a cabal in Augusta of deceit. Deception, which is different than deceit. Deception is to make you believe something that's not really what you think it is, and deceit is just outright lying. And that's what Augusta is. I mean, it's just what she said last night is extraordinary. And she has raised spending so dramatically, yet continues to tell the people of Maine how fiscally responsible she has been. And it's just bizarre. And then because there was one good quarter, according to the way they rate GDP, the domestic gross product in the state of Maine, there was one good quarter, she's touting the fact that Maine is outpacing all of New England and many even red states. For some reason, she felt the need to talk about red states. I don't know why she did that. Well, we all know, because that's what people who are deceiving you do. They try to make you believe stuff that's not true. Maine had one good quarter of GDP growth, but the average under Janet Mills has been anemic. The average under Janet Mills has been 1.4%. That's been the annualized growth under Janet Mills in her 6 years there. And she wants you to believe we're doing great. So here's the thing. Here's just the way it is. And I'm going to make it real succinct for everybody. If you believe Janet Mills, then your life is hunky-dory. And if you believe the struggle you have faced for 6 years, You know, it's not. So you can believe yourself. You can believe your financial struggles. Or you can believe what Janet Mills, the governor of Maine, said last night. That's really up to you. It's not for me to decide what you believe. If it was, you would believe things that a lot of y'all don't believe right now. But I believe in freedom. Ergo, you have the choice to decide what you believe. So I'm not going to get into all of it because it's just not worth it. We've told you about the budget proposal. She put it out really early. There was a reason for that. She did it so that the Democrats could get to work on it and pass it by March 31 with no Republican support, so the government would be funded in July. The way it works is the law takes place unless it has emergency powers, which would be two-thirds in both chambers. The law takes place 90 days after the close of the legislature. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to pass the budget by March 31. Then they're going to adjourn the legislature. And then either the governor or the legislature itself, both have the authority to do, will call itself back into a special session, and they'll finish the rest of the work. And then the new budget, because it was passed by March 31, will take effect on July 1, funding the government. But I can tell you this, any Republican, I don't care about primaries because that's just a bunch of whatever, any Republican that votes for this, you need to unenroll from the Republican Party because you're not a Republican. You're a liar. This is disgusting what she's done to Maine. And the cockamamie scheme she has used to increase taxes on prescription drugs and to tax private ambulance services 6% of their annual revenue in order to get the feds to pay a greater percentage. And then she'll think about floating some of the money back to try to make people whole. It's just a Ponzi scheme. What was that guy's name? Bernie Madoff? Hell, he wasn't good enough to come up with this thing. This is how bad it is. If you're a Republican and you vote for this, you should resign from the Republican Party. We don't want you. We don't need you. You hurt our efforts to fix Maine. And you're helping her efforts to hurt Maine. And I don't care who you are. You just need to go. Stop being a fraud. If you vote for this budget as a Republican, then you're a fraud. And you should resign in shame. And I don't care who likes it. We don't need more taxes in Maine, Janet Mills. Taxing Netflix. For God's sakes. I mean, people can't afford to go to the movie theater and buy a couple of tickets and a big box of popcorn and maybe a soda for themselves and their honey because of how difficult you've made it in Maine. And now, so they have Netflix or other streaming services because it's cheaper and they still get a little enjoyment, and you're going to tax that? I could say some things, but I'm not going to. But you can read my mind, because it's pretty open. This ain't right. And in the next election, if we don't do something about it, we are going to drive the rest of the young people who can get out of here, out of Maine. Now, not every young person can leave. Some of them struggle with poverty, and if you don't have money, you don't have mobility. But young people who will have an opportunity to leave will go. They have been going in droves anyhow. This is a beautiful, wonderful state, and I said this on the air yesterday, and I'm going to say it again, and it hurts my heart because I love this state. But my wife and I moved here 40 years ago this April. I was 23. She was 21. And we saw this place as a place of hope and opportunity, and we so admired the rugged individual who was fiercely independent. We admired that about this state. That was Maine's reputation around the country. And I would dare say around the world. And this is the part that hurts. If I was that 23-year-old young man who was newly married, we got here 17 days after we exchanged our wedding vows, I wouldn't come here. Because I see, and I paid attention back then, I see a government that has no interest in creating economic prosperity, where people see hope and opportunity here. I see a government that is full of deception, A government that doesn't care about its people, it cares about its power. I saw somebody on Facebook this morning about 4:30 who wrote, God bless Janet Mills. She's bringing unity to the state with her speech. Well, yeah, if you're a lunatic. Can you imagine taxing sick people or worse, taxing the transportation that takes them to the hospital? Can you imagine that? I mean, really, think about it from a baseline standpoint. You're in a crisis. You got in a bad car accident. You had a heart attack. You fell and broke your hip. You fell and hit your head. And somebody finds you and calls the ambulance. The governor of the state of Maine isn't hearing about you being well cared for. The governor of the state of Maine isn't thinking about your well-being to the hospital. The governor of the state of Maine is hearing cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Because the longer your ambulance ride, the more it costs. The more it costs, the more she taxes. Don't tell me this is about unity. Don't tell me this is about sanity. Don't tell me this is about decency. Don't tell me this is about making Maine better and stronger. Because I don't want to hear from you if you do. Because you're not as smart as I am if you say those things. You don't pay attention like I do if you say those things. She's taxing your ambulance ride to the hospital where you've fallen, or you've had a heart attack, or you've been in a car wreck. Who the hell, and I do mean hell, does something like that? IBEW Local 567 and NECA Boston are looking for the best electricians as well as electrical contractors. If you're an